The devil's nightmare is created by our own minds. It is born any time someone has any amount of fear about something. Fear is like chum in the water for this entity. I believe it can smell it from miles away. It can exist anywhere that life forms are, and will never really be destroyed. As long as we are around, that is. At its core, it can be described as a spiritual parasite, one which attaches itself to us and feeds off our fear. That's why it manipulates its host to create as much of that as it can. It also does not need to exclusively attach to one person. It can possess many different people at once, influencing them based on their personal experiences. Its ability to spread and control people is astonishing. If somebody has any amount of anxiety about a topic, it can spread through a conversation, just like that. Then once inside, it transforms its host's behavior, changing who they are. If you notice a change in someone or see that they've become more fearful than usual, they may be being influenced by the entity. A man named Philip Carmichael was an individual I found who I felt showed obvious symptoms. He claimed that he probably harbored the being since he was just a little kid, or perhaps he was born with it. He said it used to make itself known by offering little innocuous comments to him, as if he was speaking them to himself, but was confused as to why. It would say things like, "What if this person doesn't like me?" or "What if they make fun of me?" These types of thoughts were crucial in helping the devil's nightmare grow within him. He also felt that in our time now, more than ever, it was able to grow and gain enormous influence. I believe that the entity has always prospered in eras like ours. Anytime that there is great uncertainty to feed on, like World War II or the Dark Ages, it was most likely there, pulling the strings. It's always thrived in chaos, because that comes with fear. The first research I came across on the entity dates back thousands of years, when members of the Catholic Church first named it the Devil's Nightmare. They told tales of it, saying it was cast out of hell because even the devil feared it, which is a testament to the true power of the being. Since then, knowledge of it has been passed down by elite members of society, often being used to further their agendas and spread their influence, while absolving them of any blame. This is because it's so difficult to tell if someone's truly infected. In fact, the only observable indicator ever documented is that if you gaze into the pupils of someone infected, it's said you can see a slight red glimmer shining through. This is supposedly the being's eyes looking out from within the infected host. However, I've never witnessed this phenomenon myself. I've studied this entity for much of my life and never could prove its existence until I captured it on camera during a meditation session with Philip. I had taught him a series of techniques and strategies to help him release the grip fear had always had on him. I then used special recording technology to visually track and study the results. For months, I had him record his one-hour meditation sessions before he went to bed, and at first, we didn't catch anything. That was until one night, he said he felt he had a particularly good meditation, with his focus being very strong. I later watched the recording and witnessed what I'd been waiting all those years to see. A dark, shadow-like figure manifested at the edge of Philip's bed and hovered there, glaring at him. It appeared to be in a deep form of analysis, its body writhing back and forth. Most likely, I believe it was contemplating how to penetrate his mind once again. The pits of its eyes became redder and redder the longer it stared in at him. Then after a few minutes, it just vanished again. I tried submitting this tape to various different scientific agencies, but they claimed it was a fake. Eventually, one of the agencies even set out to destroy it. It seems there are many individuals who don't want the information about this being known. So what can it even do? Well, as far as I know, it has the ability to do almost anything it wants. And at the same time, almost nothing. See, every action it desires is performed by the one infected, and all the entity can really do is convince them to act. a woman I was interviewing at a prison, told me about her encounters with the being, saying that they were eventually what landed her in jail. She had violently attacked a man who looked similar to someone who abused her in the past, thinking that he was somehow comparable to the original man. She felt like the attack was completely orchestrated by the entity, because she never would have done that otherwise. I have noticed in my findings that traumatic events do seem to give increased ability for the entity to enter someone's mind and cause havoc. She said it would tell her to do things, but used her own inner voice to say them, to the point where she wasn't even certain which thoughts were truly hers anymore. She believes that she is now controlled mostly by the being, and only a small portion of herself is still there. That's what seems to make the being so dangerous. The fact that you never really know. So in this case, there's really only one way you can fight it. You must accept that it could be there, and acknowledge what it might be doing. You have to realize that it uses your fear to control you. Then and only then can its influence diminish. If you're less affected by the mechanisms it uses, then you'll be less controlled by the being entirely. It never goes away, though. It's something you can only hope to manage, but never completely destroy. Hopefully in the coming years, more people decide to react to the being in this way. Giving in to the fear only causes it to expand further and further, until God knows what travesties it may accomplish. Hey, it's Mr. Freaky. I hope you enjoyed this monster origin story, and I wanted to congratulate everyone who entered the drawing contest. There were so many great ones that it was very hard to decide on a winner. Speaking of that, I would love to continue doing these origin stories. So if you have a cool creature drawing that you think is good for a story, send it to my email in the description below, along with how you'd like to be credited in a video. If I can come up with a story for it, I'll email you back letting you know. I hope everybody's safe out there and just as excited as I am for the Halloween season. As always, have a horrific evening and stay spooky, my friends.